This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are new lockdowns and restrictions in Europe as virus case counts over there go up, businesses being shut down and curfews being imposed, depending on where you are. Italy is where we are today.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, world?
What's up, world? Milan, specifically home to the biggies, Versace and Armani, to name just a couple, but also some smaller businesses that work with and for the big fashion houses. And that brings us to Raffaella Grasso. She runs a small embroidery business in Milan, trying to keep things going 8 months into this pandemic. Raffaella, it is good to speak with you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
I should tell people listening to this that you and I had an interview scheduled last week. We had some scheduling issues. It didn't happen. But in a way, that's good because I think the interview we're doing now this week with the new announcements in Italy and the virus situation in Europe are quite a bit changed from the way things were last week. Yes?
Yes, they are changing very fast now. Things are getting a little bit worse, and so everything is changing day by day. We are getting news from the government, taking new measures to try and stop this virus.
It has been, I'm sure, difficult for your business the past 7-8 months now. What do you expect it's going to be like from here to the end of the year, do you think?
That's a good question. That's very hard to answer. We are facing a very strange moment now. Everybody is still trying to understand how to proceed in the next month, if it's a good idea to produce. And that's a problem for us because we are not direct sellers. And so we have to follow our clients and see what they do.
How worried are you for the Italian fashion industry with not just this pandemic, but also globalization and what it's meaning for what you do?
We do hand embroideries, not machines, for all the big names of Italian fashion and some also foreigners ones. In these last years, there's a great competition with foreign competitors. Mm-hmm. Our prices, obviously, are higher. In this period, some of our customers came back because to go to our competitors is difficult now because they're abroad. And we have faced a strange moment when everybody's coming back and telling us, well, we want to do Made in Italy, so we want to work with you more than before. But your prices are too high, so you have to reduce your prices because we are used to pay less, and they want to pay less even if we are Italian.
A bigger question about Milan and Northern Italy. What's the mood? I mean, I don't imagine you can go down now and have a cup of coffee or a pastry or something and talk to people, right?
Well, till last week it was possible. You have to stop very early in the afternoon, but it was not so bad. Now it's getting back to the worst period that we faced in February and March and April when we were completely closed, and that was the worst period. Now it's something that it's in between. It's not completely, obviously, it's not safe, but it's not so bad. But you feel that everybody, everything around you is feeling unsafe, is feeling scared, and so you are scared too. That's a bad sensation.
It is. Raffaella Grasso, we got her in Milan. Thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you very much.